Kervos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Samech Aleph. Today we have a daf of, I guess, as much of a Gadata as you really can have in Masechus Ksuba's. But I guess a little bit of good Eitzahs and a couple of stories and things along the same lines of what we've seen before, right? We left off yesterday, we're four lines up on Samech Aleph Beis, right, the two dots. Last thing we mentioned is that there's some things that a woman should not eat that could cause her milk to go bad. So similarly, along the same lines, we think we're going to get to, we have a brice over here that talks about different etzos, and one of those things we'll get to eventually is things that a woman could eat that could cause her children to have different consequences. But first we start with different ways of having bia that will have different consequences in the children. Again, Chazal talk about all over the place that the kavanos and the intentions and the actions that a couple has when they're intimate, right, would have results right on the resulting child. So the Gemara just says like this: the Misham Shebe Rechaya Havulei Bnei Nichbi. If there's bia that is performed by a mill, Pasha says because of all the noise and the shaking, etc., the children could have epilepsy. The Mishamsha Al Ara Havulei Bnei Shumti. If a woman has bia on the ground or instead of on the bed, it could be that the children will be deformed in some way. The Darcha Al Rama De Chamra Havulei Bnei Girdani. If a woman steps on feces of a donkey, right, the children could either, Rashi has 2 days over here, right, loses their hair, or they'll have some sort of weird abrasions or something. Da'achla chardala, havle b'nei zilzali, if a woman eats mustard, so the children will be very ravenous, they'll be very hungry. And again, now we're starting to get into the things where she eats and the children are affected. Havalei b'nei dulafani. If she eats this vegetable called cress, so then the children will cry a lot. De'alachla monine. Havalei b'nei mitzei eina. If she eats small fish, the children will have eyes that kind of blink a lot. De'achla gar gushta. Havalei b'nei mukhare. If she eats clay, I'm not sure why she would eat clay, but okay, she'll have ugly children. The shtia shichra, havalei b'nei ukma. If she drinks beer, she'll have children who are darker, like beer, right? Beer pashas back in the day. Certainly, if the beer back in the day came from dates as opposed to nowadays when we make it from barley, so certainly it was darker than, well, there are a lot of dark beers nowadays, so I take it back. But either way, it's definitely dark back then, so the children will be darker in complexion. If she drinks wine and eats meat, so then the children will be healthy. If she eats eggs, the children will die, the kids will have big eyes. Okay, but Rashi says Einayim Gedolos, fine. Because I thought originally when I read it, I was like, oh, she'll have children with eyes, but that doesn't make sense. Obviously, it means, okay, whatever Rashi says, bigger eyes. Da'achla Kavari, right, if she eats fish, Sa'avale B'nei Chinene, she'll have kids who have chain, a certain chain to them. Da'achla Karpasa, Havale B'nei Zivsane, she'll have children who are, I think it means radiant. As they translate in the art scroll, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Right? They're very smiley, I guess, very kind of, okay, maybe beautiful, I'm not sure. Da'achla kuzbarta havle bei bisrani, if she eats this spice or seed called coriander, so then children will be fat. Da'achla etruga havle bnei rechane, if she eats an esrog, so then when she's pregnant, so then she will have children who smell good. And sure enough, right, if you think that's kind of just a metaphor, right, the Gemara says that Barti deshev malka achla ba ime etruga, and the mother of King Shapur's daughter did this, right, ate esrog, meaning King Shapur's wife, right, ate negrog, whether she was pregnant, Fabu masculine, the kamehavu of Reish Rechani. And sure enough, they would bring her, give it to her father, right, to smell, because she smelled good, right, and he would smell her, I guess, that's a little creepy, but he would smell her. Ravuna says, Badag Lan Ravuna Bar Chinina, Ravuna Bar Chinina asked the following shyly, meaning that Ravuna said, Ravuna Bar Chinina, Pashas was his Rebbe, or one of them, asked the following shyly. He omeres lahenik, who omeres shalol lahenik, right? We had said that before the Mishnah that the wife has to nurse the child, and we talked about yesterday, right? Different extenuating circumstances, etc. So, what about she wants to, and he doesn't want her to? Right? Meaning, the pashas is, as Rashi says over here, and as the Hemshech of the Gemara you'll see, is that it was more wealthier women and more, well off and of higher stature, right, would hire a wet nurse, right? Wouldn't do the quote unquote dirty deed themselves, right? They would hire someone to nurse the child. So let's say she wants to, and the husband doesn't want to, right? So the Gemara says, "Show me love." Right? We let her do it. Right? We let her do it. We listen to her, right? Because Saradidahu, because it's her pain. Right? Rashi says that the Pasha is because if she doesn't get rid of the milk, right, she'll be in pain. But the other Rishonim understand differently. I think the Rambam says that it's painful for her to watch other women nurse her child. Okay, fine. Either way, who omer lahanik v'hu omeres lo lahanik? What about the opposite? But let's say he wants her to nurse, like all women are obligated to, says the Mishnah, and she doesn't want to. So, well, for whatever reason. So, Ma, what's the din? So, the Gemara says, Kolei chatalav orchei, if, Mishomimla, right? If it's not her minig, and that's not, like, befitting of her stature, Rashi says over here, she comes from a family where they were wealthy enough and then rich enough to hire a nurse. So, then, so we listen to her because she's, you know, we make sure she keeps her stature. We don't need to knock her down a bit. And they hire a nurse. But he arche, who lav arche, but let's say it was her minig and not his minig. And now he says he wants her to nurse, like the minig of her family, but she doesn't want to because she married his family and that minig is not to. So am I. Basu di dazlin or basu di dazlin? This is the shayla that Rav Huna Bar Chanina asked them, who do you go like? Right? Who do you go like in this case where it's conflicting, where the husband's minig is not to, the wife's minig is, but the husband doesn't want her to, and the wife does want to. So the question lay, we answered meha from this. We said before, right? If you remember, we had the Masechta already, right? Ola imo v'inu, you read this imo, right? A woman goes up to her husband's level, shall we say? Doesn't mean his religious or intelligence level, means his level or their level in stature and other things. So if the husband's family was minag not to, they were wealthy enough, they're rich enough to pay off a nurse. So she, when she marries him, she goes up, but she ain't a yuredesimo, but she does not go down. Meaning that if his whatever level was less than hers, right, she doesn't go down to it. Meaning she stays on the higher level, and therefore, right, she does not have to nurse, right, even if the husband wants her to. Amar Ravuna Maikra, how do you know that the pasuk says this, that the woman goes up to the husband's level and but not down, meaning that if she's on a higher level, you know, for whatever, socially, that's the word I'm looking for. Right, she stays there. V'hibulas baal. My pasuk says by Sarah, Imenu, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech, don't touch Sarah because she is married. And the way the Torah says that she was married, it uses the phrase bulas baal. And meaning, instead of saying she's an Esh Zish, it says Bulas Baal. What does that mean? Baal Yaso Shal Baal, Velo Biri Yaso Shal Baal. Right? But Ulas Baal, Baal Yaso Shal Baal. Right? Going up. Right? She has to be, she's on the level of her husband, but she doesn't go down to the level of her husband. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Me'achat, right? You say from here, Kihi, I saw Eim Kolchai, because Chava was the mother of everything that's alive. L'chai Nitna, Velo Tzar Nitna. Right? For life, and not for Tzar. And Pasha says that she can only go up from here and not go down, right, when she gets married. Okay, fine. We said the Mishnah Echlisa lo Shifcha, she doesn't have to do these things. I Hashara Avda, implying that again, the one Shifcha does three things. What was it? It was doing the grinding, baking, and other thing. I forget the third one. Either way, she did the first three things in the Mishnah she doesn't do. Hashara Avda, apparently she does the rest of it. But Tamalei, but why didn't she say? I don't understand. The wife could just be like, I understand. Before, there was no shifcha, I had to do all of it. Now that you have a shifcha, let her do all of it. So Mishnah Damara, because the husband could say back there, because, yeah, but now there's an extra person here. Right? So there's not, you know, as much time or as much availability, and there's more work to do for three people. Okay, fine. Shtayim inu v'shalas v'einu meinika. If there are two nurses, if there are two servants, so then the wife doesn't have to cook or nurse. Hashara avda. Apparently, she has to do the rest of it. But again, same shaylo teimalei. Elus lach itza achrisi. And tachal didil didda v'chadal lididachal didda. Again, don't we have enough people to do all the work over here? So Goshen, the Gemara says, Mishum d'amar la. Right now, kamei. Kamei orche ufarche man torach. But what about the guests? What about the people who are coming in? As Rashi explains over here, once a person has servants, so word gets out and people stay over there, right? Nobody stays but a little shack in the corner that has enough room for, you know, a parent and two kids, two parents and a kid. But once you have a nice house and a couple of servants and they see you knocking the door, the butler answers, okay, so now people start asking. And their pashas is they have guests. It's also a good musar. That's what you do with your money, right? Echlas is orchem. Kosh Baruch Hu didn't give you money just so you could buy servants and sit around and do nothing. That's what the Mishnah said, right? Someone who sits, Yoshev Batal, is going to turn to Arayos and and Zima, and go insane, etc., etc. So no, you're supposed to do mitzvahs. One of those things is welcoming guests. So the process is that they're going to be guests. So there'll be more work to do, right? So there's definitely stuff for the wife to do. She's not off completely. Gemara tries again. Shalosh ena matzeres amita. I hashara avdavid. If you have three servants, she doesn't have to do the beds, and I don't. She has to do the rest of it. The tamala. Why can't she say alias lecha achrizi l'orchei l'parchei? Right. Okay. Now we have a servant to deal with the guests. Right, why do I have to do the rest of it? Because he says, yeah, when there's a lot more people, there's a lot more work. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. You gave that answer all for first three times. So the four, if you remember, once the Mishnah said, once you have four servants, so then she can do nothing. So understand, it's the same argument. So the Gemara says, no. Arba, law of diminishing returns. Or that's not probably the right law, but meaning there's a breaking point. Once you have that many, right, then they're ready, they help themselves, and the work gets taken care of. Apparently four was the breaking point. Okay, fine. Rabbi Chana says, V'tim Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, lo ichnisa, lo mamish, ela kevin shuri lehachnis, avo pish lo ichnisa. So then all of this, right, when the wife doesn't have to do the work, when we say that, that's not only if they brought in servants, but even if they could bring in servants. Right? Even if she's got the funds in order to bring in service, she's potter. So they have enough money for it, right? So apparently, you know, spend the money on to help, as Rashi says, right? Spend the money to get some servants, right? Even if it hasn't happened yet. So she's potter. Tana, we learned the b'risa. Echashach nisalo, right? Echash shid simso lo mishalo. And regardless of where the money comes in, whether she brought the servants or the enough money with into the marriage, she had it before, or she kind of tzimtzim, she kind of saved up enough from the own money that she got to buy and take care of it. Right, so at that point, she is potter from the work. Arba Yosheves Begadeder. Again, if we had four servants, so then that's it. She can just chill out, relax, go lounging and enjoy herself. Amar Visak Barachinna, Amar Avuna, Av Bija Amar Yosheves Begadedra, Av Mozegas Lokos, Matzaz Lozamita, Marchetz Lopanov, Yodav Viraglav. Right. Even though they said that, right, there still are some things that are not listed in the Mishnah, that some things that are derech chiba, that she should pour him his wine, she should make the bed, and she should kind of wash his hands and face. Right. Obviously, we don't really do that much nowadays. Right. People tend to shower by themselves, but back then, that was a thing, that it was an endearing thing, right, to wash at least the extremities. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Barchananya, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Melacha She'isa Osa Lebala, Nida Osa Lebala, and anything that the woman has to do for her husband, a Nida can do, except for these things, as we said, they're Derechiba, but they bring a type of endearment, Chutz Menzikas Akos, Metzal Samit, Barchatas Panav Yod Varaglav, because that already brings the husband and wife closer, and obviously during Nida, we don't want that. Hatzal Samita, the Gemara says, aye, and making the bed, Amar Rav Alo, Amar Menal Lebafanav, right, and the only answer in terms of the wife making the bed, right, is only if he's there. Have a shalobo fun of, but if he's not, so then less lanba, then there's no intimacy involved, right? If he comes home and the bed is made, right, he doesn't think about anything. It's not a big deal. Mzika zakos, what about pouring his wine? Shmuel machalfale debisu biada desmola. Shmuel's wife would actually pour the cup, but she would, instead of meaning that it wasn't. They needed some sort of heker, some sort of way to recognize, this is deals with halachos and rachakos and nida, that they needed some way to realize and remind themselves that she was a nida. So she would pour the cup, and then she would give it to him in her left hand, obviously, which was apparently her weaker hand, so just as a reminder. Abaya manchele apuma de kuba, Abaya's wife would put it on the top of a bottle or a barrel. Rava abe sadia would put it on a pillow. That's, I would love to see that. Put the cup on the pillow. Okay, fine, cool. That would be some balance and act. And Rapapa Sheriff Shifa, and Rapapa's wife would put it on a little bench. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna. He's been saying a couple of, right, that was the Mandamar who said the last two things. So therefore, we have this as well, third one. Hakom Ashim Bifnei HaShamash Chush Min Basav Yayin. You can leave all the food, meaning, and wait, serve, whenever you have a waiter, you can kind of leave the food on the side for him, except for the wine and the meat. He has to have permission to eat that right away, as we'll see in a second, because the Gemara assumes that if a person is very, very hungry and has a taiva for something, so it could damage them, it could health-wise, or it could hurt them, it could make them sick, etc. So all the food, right, that's put on the side for the waiter to eat after he's done, except for the stuff that's apparently really taivadik, or really gets him, right, the meat and the wine. Amar Rav Chisda, Bazar Shamin V'ayinat Yashin, and that's only good meat, right, fatty meat, and good wine, and old wine. Amar Rav, Rav says, Bazar Shamin Kol Shana Kula, right, that really, it's fatty meat the whole year, but Yain Yashin V'tkufas Tammuz, and the wine is only in the summer when it's super hot. Although I spoke to someone who just came back from Australia, they're like, yeah, it was freezing. And I was like, why was it freezing? Because it's the winter. Okay, fine. So obviously, you know, it's all in Bovell, where the summer is, you know, the summer months, as we know them. Amrav Anan Bar Tachliva, Anan Bar Tachliva said, Av Kamina Kameder Mar Shmuel, Va'aisu Lei Tavshila De Arda. I was once chilling with Mar Shmuel, and they brought him a dish of mushrooms. And this is again what we've been talking about. If he had not given me any of that, I would have become had some sort of sakana, right? My health would have deteriorated, right? He had some sort of taiva. Rashi says it could have had bulmus, which is an issue, right? Some sort of illness that comes about from being hungry. It was a very powerful, the desire. I guess everything back then seems like it was more powerful, but big craving for food, right? Apparently, you had to eat before. Before you got sick. Amar Rav Ashi, Hava Kamina Kamida Rav Kahana. I was chilling with Rav Kahana. Va'aisi Lei Gargalide De Lifta Bechala. And they brought these turnips and vinegar. If you love the Yavli, it's Takni again, same idea. If I didn't had taste any of that, I would have some sort of health issue. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Afilu Tamarta De Nisa, even a big fat date, or date as in like the fruit, can make someone pull them into the sakana. Called the also bottom line called the islay rechav, islay kiyusa, anything that has a smell or has a tartness, so that apparently can affect the person if he doesn't eat it right away. Avu bar ihi, Minyamin bar ihi, the two brothers, Avu and Minyamin, the sons of ihi, right? Chad savi mikomi nimani, mino mino, chad savi bechad mino. Right, one would let the waiter eat every meal, or every part of the meal, not every meal, every part of the meal, I guess, every course, and one would only give him from one of them, meaning, so, and then, Mar Mishtai Eliyahu Behadya, right, Mar Lo Mishtai Eliyahu Behadya, and apparently Eliyahu Anavi would only come and visit, apparently they were very special, Eliyahu Anavi would come to them, but he would only come and visit the one who allowed the waiter to eat from the entire meal, and not the smaller one. And not the single course. And sure enough, right, similarly, Hanug Tarti Chaside, there are two Chasidim, Rav Mari, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizda, right, again, similar idea. Mar Kadim Safi, Mar Me'achar Safi, one let the waiter eat from every course, and one only let him eat afterwards. And the Kadim Safi, Leo Mishtai Behadia, right, and Me'achar Safi, Lo Mishtai Leo Behadia, or Behadei. Obviously, Leo, as we said before, Leo would only come to the one who was gracious to the waiter. And not didn't make him wait till the end. Amemar Marzutra Ravashi Havu Kayasve Apiska Debe Izgur Malka. But Amemar Marzutra Ravashi, which owned by Izgur the king, Pashas, right? Rash is from Persia, right? It says Melech Paras. Okay. Chalifa Azil Aturnaga de Malka. And the stew, was coming with the king's food. And Chazi Ravashi, the Marzutra, the Chazar Ape. And he said, Ravashi said that Marzutra got sick, right? He lost blood in his mouth, right? The blood drained from his face. Apparently got very hungry. Shoko Be'atzvei, so did something very bold. He touched the food with his finger, and Anachle Bume, and put it into Marzutra's mouth, right? Implication is, right, Pasha says that he didn't eat it, right? Just to taste it all, and then maybe to spit it out. My assumption is that it was treif. As we'll see in a second, there was a pig. So Amar Lei, so he says, so the guy Stu said, away. But Asafta the Stu the Malka, you just ruined the king's meal. How do you stick your finger in there? You out of your mind? So Amar Lei said, Amai to Avid Hachi, why'd you do this? So Amar Lei, he said, Man to Avid Hachi, Pasal the Malka the Malka. So he turned it back on him. He said, Ravash said, if you prepare the king's food like this, you disqualified it yourself. So Amar Lei, he said, what? Amai? Why? What's the problem? So Amar Lei, he said to him, Davar Acher Chazoybe. There's something else I see in here. And Rashi says, Davar Acher is the pig had leprosy. If you look at Rashi, first skinny line, Bazar Shel Chazir Metzora. Such a weird, that's such a strange story. Pasha says there's something going on behind the scenes here, but okay. And there's a Chazir Metzora, right? There was some leprosy. So Bodkus, they checked, Velo Ashkechu, and they didn't find any. They said, okay, let's check. I guess they cut the meat up and they cut the pig up and there was no leprosy. So there's no tsaras. So Shakel Atzbase Anachale. So Ravashi took the fingers, the steward's finger, and put it on the meat. Now Amalu Hacha, here. Mi bat kizur, did you check it here? And sure enough, batku v'ashkachu, and they checked there, and they found it was hetzaras. Amar le'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Ravashi, my time is v'achta anisa. Well, what are you, out of your freaking mind? Wait, that's terrible. How could you be so mechanes? You can't do that. You just play with people's lives, right? They would have killed all of us. So Amar lo, he said, no, chazai ruach taraz, de kaparcha ilai, ilave, right? No, I saw there was some sort of ruach taraz. He was able to sense this tumadika ruach on Marzutra, right, for whatever reason, but either because Marzutra, right, that was what Akash Baruch was kind of telling Ravashi to do, right, or then that was the nes that Akash Baruch wanted to do for them, right, but it wasn't that he just stamped some chanes, right, he had something happening right around him that he was able to tell that he should have relied on this. Ahura Mad Amar La Lahi, it's a story, unclear if it's about a Jew or not, but it says there was a Roman that said to a woman, Minsavtali, right, why don't you marry me? Or Minsavasli, right, please marry me. Some are late, unfortunately, like some of those proposals, right, hopefully not in public, go, no, no, not interested. So he said, all right, watch this. Azil Isi Rimane, he brought a pomegranate, and Pali Vachukame, and he opened it up and he ate it for her, before her. Right, call Maya the Tarila. Balate, so apparently she got a big craving for this pomegranate. She swallowed all her saliva, which is odd because usually it doesn't hurt you, but okay, apparently there's a lot of it. Vlohavla ad zagla. Apparently he didn't give her until she got really sick from it. She started getting like either bloated or sort of like some sort of like clear or something. Maybe her skin would started going looking weird. She started paling. The sof amala, he said to her, minesele minsevesle, if I heal you, will you marry me? Very a little bit cruel, but okay. Amrla, and she said yes. Azal Isi Rimone, Pali Vachal Kame. So sure enough, he got some more pomegranates and ate it in front of her. And Amrla, and he said to her, "Komai Detzari Lach Tuf Shade Tuf Shade." Spit out all the saliva that comes up, and Ad Nafkel Mina Kihutza Yarka V'Itzais. Right until right, she became almost like she shot out some sort of green. Not branches, but something that looked green like a tree. Right, basically, she spat up. I guess she spit up all of the gook that was inside of her, right, and she healed, and I guess happily ever after. V'osa b'temer, again, what Mishnah had said, but to that, what Mishnah had said, that a wife also has to work with the wool, and the Gemara says, why is wool specific? Right, b'temer, im pishnah, well, what, just wool? Right, we make clothes from other things, right, there's flax, etc. So the Gemara says, mastisa money, who's our Mishnah? Rabbi Yudhi, it's Rabbi Yudhi, she, the Tanya, is willing to rebaisa, we don't force a woman to serve his father or his son, right? That's meaning that's not appropriate, meaning his son from another marriage. Not to serve his animals. But we do force her to go give tevin to his bucker, to his cattle. Very bit of an odd rashi over here that apparently there's more of a taiva for bestiality, right? A little bit odd. They were more nervous about bestiality by the behemoths, as Rashi says, the horse and the donkey, as opposed to the cattle. Okay, fine, that's a little weird, but fine. And Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af eno kofe lasos bepishdan." And here again, this is what we said, that this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that you can't force it to work with pishdan, with flax. Because the way apparently they work with flax is that they used their mouth to suck and to spit and whatever, and it would cause her lips to swell, and it would impact her physically, and she wouldn't be as pretty, beautiful as maybe it would cause her pain. Okay, so either way, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Funny, merely because the Roma, and that's only if you're talking about Roman flats. There's Roma. I feel the chnisa a little mea shvachos. Again, Rabbi Lezer is one who has suggested that even if there are 100 servants, right, she has to do some sort of work, because otherwise she will end up being mezana. Amar of Malkiyo, Amar of Adar Barava, Halakha Rabbi Lezer, and sure enough, this is the halacha. Now, this Gemara pops up a bunch of places, right, in six places, if I'm not mistaken, it's definitely about six halachos. But whenever we mention this Rav Malkiyo, right, we always say that there's a difference between Rav Malkiyo and Rav Malkiyo. So Amar of Chanina Brevi, Rav Ika, Shpud Shvakos Vagumos Rav Malkiyo, and Bloris Efer Mekla Ugvina. Those are three cases. Those are not four. Bloris Kama, Efer Mekla, Kama, and Gvina. Right, that's Malkiya. Right, those are those. Those are the shitas. So if you're quoting the halacha by those cases, it's Rav Malkiya in the former and Rav Malkiya in the latter. Now, what are those cases? So Shpud is Machlokes. Rashi already quotes them all over here. If you want to check them out, I'll just say them real quickly. Shpud is a Machlokes as to whether the spit that you roast the meat on Yontif becomes Muktzeh or not. Melchior says it is not Muktzeh, and you can move it. Okay, Shvachus is what we're talking about right over here. That by even if she has 100 servants, right, she has to do some work, otherwise it might be bad. And Gumos is that even if a girl does not have two pubic hairs, if she has the Gumos, if she has the pores that could lead to pubic hairs, so then she is judged to be a Gedola, or I guess a Nara. And those are the first three. Bloris is. So Bloris is that the barber, a Jewish barber, is not allowed to cut a certain part of the guy's hair because they used to cut that hair and give it to their Vodazara. Efer Mikla is that you're not allowed to put Efer ashes in a wound because it looks like a tattoo. And Gvina is that you can't have cheese made by Goyim because they would slather it the outside with pig fat and lard and whatnot. Okay, fine. Those are those. Rav Papa says that the way that you can differentiate between Rav Malkiah and Rav Malkiah is Masnisa Rav Malkiah and Shmaitza Rav Malkiah. Then anytime you have a Mishnah, it's going to be, or a Brisa, it's Rav Malkiah. Anytime there's a quote of an Amora, is Rav Malkiah. And the way to remember that is Masnisa Malkiah. Okay, the Mishnah, right? Masnisa Malkiah, right? Lines up like Rav Malkiah. What's the difference between Rav Papa and Rav Chanina Bar Avika? So Igamina Shvachos. So the Nafkamina is our case, right? Again, our case of Shvachos. Right? Apparently, that it's a Mishnah, but it is in fact Rav Malkiyah. And that's why. Is it really? Is it Rav Malkiyah? Hold on. Sorry, and actually, I hadn't actually checked that right now. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't see that Rashi really mentions it over here. Okay, fine. Turchi, I'm not sure exactly because our Mishnah is a Mishnah, and then we say the Mishnah was Rav Malkiah, and we're quoting Rav Malkiah from the first case. Rav Chanina said that the Shvachos is Rav Malkiah. We said it's Rav Malkiah. Oh, that works out because our Mishnahism is a Mishnah, so that would be Rav Malkiah. So even though Rav Chanina Bar Avika said it's Rav Malkiah, okay, that works. Great. Okay, fine. Right, Rav Chanina Bar Avika says that Shvachos is Rav Malkiah, and our Mishnah, right, was talking about Shvachos is Rav Malkiah, right, and that would be the Nafkamina in the two cases. Okay, fine. Meaning either it's 3 and 3 or 4 and 2. Fine. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that she won't be Mizana if she's not working, but she will be Meshugana. What was the actual language? The actual language is Mevia Lidi Shiumum, that she will go nuts. So what does the Gemara says? What's the difference? Hanatanakama, right? Again, we had said that she'll be Mizana, right? She leads to Zima, or Meshiumum, she'll go nuts. So what's the difference? So Yivinayu, Dimitala, Beguraisa, Kivnaisa, Vinad Rashir. Right, fascinating nafkamina, either by a woman who's playing with little dogs, with puppies, or a woman who plays nadrashir, which is chess, right? It apparently is chess, because I'll say. Again, so there, she's not going to go crazy, but since she's bumming around, she could actually be mezana, because she has these hobbies. Okay. Says the Mishnah, and we'll do a little bit of the Gemara. Amadir Sishtomi Tashvir Samito. If a husband says he's not going to have bia with his wife, now that's a problem, because that's one of the husband's obligations, right, is to his wife. Right, so how does that work? Right, so the way the neder itself would work is that he asers himself from having bia with her, right, from enjoying bia with her. So he's not allowed to do that forever, but he can't make his wife, he can't asser himself on his wife, but he could phrase it in the sense that he could not derive bia, pleasure and bia from her. And hana from her. So how does that work? Right? Obviously, it can't be forever. So Bishami Omrim Shte Shabbazos, Bezil Omrim Shabbos Achas. Bishami says it can be up to 2 weeks, and Bezil says up to 1 week. After that, if it's longer than that, then she can demand a divorce. Hatalmidim Yotzim L'Talmud Torah. Right, again, once we're talking about Bia, so the Gemara just the Mishnah just lists how long each person can should be with their wives to fulfill the mitzvah of ona. Hatalmidim yosim l'talmud Torah shelo bershus shloshim yom. Talmidim, right, kol guys, 30 days. Hapolim shabbos achas, and workers can go out for a week. Haona amura b'Torah, right, tayelim b'chol yom. Right, tayelim, I have to define that every day. Right, Rashi says strong people who are able to do it every day. Well, the Gemara will explain it, but Rashi here says Mefarsh by Gemara. Okay, finally, Gemara will talk about it. Hapolim shtayim b'Shabbos, right? Hapolim workers twice a week. Chamarim machas b'Shabbos, donkey drivers, but people who are traveling in a caravan, etc., once a week. Hagamalim, the camel drivers, which is a longer caravan, that's achas b'Shalshim once a month. Sapanim, sailors, achas l'shishah chadashim once every 6 months. Div Rabbi Lezer, and this is Rabbi Lezer's shita. My time with the Beis Shammai, what is Beis Shammai shita that says if the husband says he won't be with his wife, that can be up to 2 weeks and no more? Because gamri mioledes nekeva, because already we have halachos that if a woman gives birth to a nekeva, she's usher to him for 2 weeks. So you go, you have a model in halacha, and it exists and it happens that they're not together for 2 weeks. So sure enough, that's going to be your basis, and that's the max. Beis Hillel, what about Beis Hillel? Gamri mioledes usher, right? They learn from giving birth to a male. Right, which is only usher for 1 week. So Gemara says, Beis Hillel, Nami, and then we go to Ledes Nekeva. So why didn't Beis Hillel learn it from giving birth to a female? So Gemara says, you're right. Enochanami, Imioledes. If Beis Hillel was learning from Ioledes, so Gamilei Hachanami. So you could learn from the larger shear, right? And listen, sometimes it happens that they go without Bia for 2 weeks. Ella, but Beis Hillel, Minida Gamilei. Beis Hillel learned from Nida, which Midaraisa writes on nowadays longer, but Midaraisa, it's only usher for 1 week. So they learn from Nida. But my comment, what's a machlokas? Mar sabra midid shkiach, midid shkiach. If Beis Hillel holds things that are common from things that are common, apparently Rashi says, apparently it was common for a husband to swear off bia with his wife, and it was also obviously common for a woman to become a Nida. Okay, apparently they got into fights or whatever. Okay, whatever. Fine. But Mar sabra, and Beis Shammai says, no, midid to have a garim law, midid to have a garim law. Right? You can learn something that the guy caused, to something that the guy caused. The guy made the neder, so he caused the isser. The guy made his wife pregnant, so he caused her to give birth. Right, so that's what you should line it up as such. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.